Welcome, everyone. Today, we are excited to have Sergey Oreshko, the founder of MindNet Diary. MindNet Diary makes mobile apps to help people achieve and maintain their health by tracking their daily diet and exercise habits. MindNet Diary is the number one diet and exercise tracking app in the world, and recently, the company developed a mobile app specifically tailored to help people manage their diabetes. The app is loaded with special features that allow users to really take control of their health in a way that would be virtually impossible otherwise. I think the listeners are really going to enjoy Sergey and learning more about this great product. Sergey, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today. We are pleased to have you on our program.
Hi, Eric. Thank you for your interest in MindNet Diary and for inviting me. I'm looking forward to a great conversation.
Great. All right, well, first off, Sergey, could you please tell us a little bit about yourself, what your background is, and how you became interested in developing mobile apps for health and fitness?
Sure. My background is in software development, and I used to be a consultant working with enterprise customers. My business partner had a chronic condition requiring food tracking, and when he saw that what he was able to find existing online and commercial diet software was not that good, at least by our standards. Then we started developing MindNet Diary, and it was way back in 2005. We released our first online diet service in 2007, and by that time, the iPhone was out, and of course, we saw a huge potential in using smartphones as a personal devices for calorie counting, for food tracking, for dieting. And so we got working on our iPhone version, and we released the very first iPhone web app for calorie counting in January 2008. So it was a while ago. And we were one of the first companies to develop a special version of the app for the App Store when it was opened later in 2008. So that's how we got started.
Oh, great. It's always surprising that, you know, it's only about 5 or 6 years ago, but in the app world, that's a long time ago. Before we get to the diabetes app, I would like to ask you about that original product, which is called MindNet Diary. What exactly does MindNet Diary do, and how does it help you lose weight if you need to, or maintain your weight if you're happy where you currently are?
Sure. MindNet Diary first helps you plan your diet. It estimates your calorie needs, how much calories you need to consume daily, given your amount of activity, and how many calories you need to consume to start losing weight. Then every day it helps you track your foods and exercise to make sure you do meet your targets. And it's much more than just a calorie counter. It's not just about calories. The app provides a way to compare foods. We call it food score, helping to compare foods and compare foods based on their food labels, which food has more vitamins or other nutrients and less, say, saturated fat. It also provides feedback on your eating patterns. If you skip breakfast or don't consume enough fiber or exceed your sodium or cholesterol allowances, it points out problematic foods that contribute most to your disbalances. So it does a lot.
It certainly does. That's the free version. You also have an advanced version that's called MindNet Diary Pro, and that costs $399. What does the pro version have that the free version doesn't? In other words, what would be the advantage of going with the pro version?
That's a great question. Our free app provides all the basics, things you get in other popular free and paid apps, and more, such as the feedback I just mentioned. The Pro version provides even more. It provides not only daily, but also very comprehensive and intelligent weekly analysis, looking at your eating patterns for a longer period. It also provides tips and advice to overcome, say, weight loss plateau. It provides photo foods service. If we have a great food database, but if some food is not in it, you can take photos from the app and we will add the food to the database. It's only in the Pro app. You can also mm-hmm. track food time, so you can keep track of smaller meals. Actually, it's important for people with diabetes. And also, ability to track more nutrients, up to 45 nutrients, full set of charts for nutrients, calories, measurements. It provides recipe editor, copying meals, and more. And what we are really proud of, that we managed to make it really simple and easy to understand. The app is not overloaded. It has great features, but they are there when you need them.
Okay, well, let's shift gears a bit, and you know, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you today was that your latest mobile app is designed to help people control their diabetes, and the app is called MyNet Diary D. I bought the app recently and came away quite impressed. Why did you decide to develop an app specifically related to diabetes?
It's very simple. Blood glucose tracking and insulin tracking were the most frequently requested features by our users. Since we provide a very comprehensive diet app, both free and pro versions, many people with diabetes were using our apps to track their foods, carbs, and exercise. And they were asking us specifically about tracking blood glucose and insulin. So we went all the way. We developed both the iPhone app and also added the same diabetes tracking functionality to our online subscription service. And so it was based on user demand.
Interesting. What were some of the challenges you faced with trying to develop an app for people with a specific medical condition like diabetes versus a more general diet and exercise app?
The major challenge was understanding what is the key information important for people with diabetes and making it intuitive and easy to use, because the app had a lot of features as is, and we were adding even more, and we wanted to avoid overloading people with information and present it in a way that are easy to understand and actionable, so people can see patterns in their, say, blood glucose patterns and take some actions and correct and manage their condition better.
Okay. All right. We may have touched upon the next question a bit already, but you utilize many of the great features from the original MyNet Diary app. And some of the special features you talked about being in the D version were recordings for glucose, or blood sugar levels, insulin, medications. Are there other things like special charts or other factors that we didn't touch upon that are in the D app?
Sure. As we just discussed, we've added blood glucose, insulin, and medication tracking. But it's not just recordings. The app also allows to assign multiple labels to each entry, blood glucose or insulin. So, for example, you can assign not only time, such as before or situation, such as before meal or after meal or 2 hours after meal, but also label some additional information, maybe symptoms, how you feel. So over time, you can these labels are like tags, so you can see them in reports, and they may help you to understand patterns better. We also added special reports, overview reports, consolidating all information based on day periods. But once again, you can see the whole picture, how your blood glucose is affected by food, carbs, exercise, insulin, all in one place. We've also added, of course, special charts for measurements. We added support for net carbs and diabetes carb count. We've added additional trackers for A1C, blood cholesterol, and more, and also support for custom trackers. So these are major features specific to the diabetes app.
Well, I will say that I've played with the app for a couple of weeks now, and not only was it very easy to use, I will agree with you on that. It was fascinating to see how, the data is, it's not just a data entry tool, but it manipulates the data to give you an idea about how you are doing, controlling your blood sugar or controlling your diet, et cetera. The Diabetes D app, I believe it was released last summer. Correct me if I'm wrong. But since you've released it, what's been the feedback from the users? Has there been a lot of positive feedback? Have you had to make certain changes?
Yes, the app was released in July 2012, last year, and we've received a lot of feedback from both old users of MyNet Diary and new users, new customers. Overall, the feedback is extremely positive. The app has 4.5 rating on the App Store, and this is many reviews mention that this is the most comprehensive app for tracking diabetes. There are several other diabetes tracking apps, but they were created originally for tracking blood glucose and insulin, and food tracking, carbs tracking was an afterthought. We came from the opposite direction, from really great food tracking. And since food tracking is the most time-consuming activity in tracking diabetes, just because of the sheer number of records, it's really important that it's as easy as it gets, and this is where MyNet Diary shines. So the feedback was extremely positive, and we've received many emails, and you can see many reviews mentioning that it changed lives for some people. They have their diabetes under control now. They have blood sugar levels down. So I think it does work well. Of course, you have to use it.
Sure. Now, and that leads right into my next question. With our busy lives, it would seem that doing one more thing, like keeping track of our food, our exercise, our glucose reads, our medications, et cetera, it would be harder on us, not make our lives easier. Yet, recently I've read some studies that have shown otherwise. What do you think it is about keeping track of these things that helps people achieve their health goals easier?
I think it's well worth it. The modern technologies, smartphones, mobile apps, they've been around for a few years, but they've made great progress, and now it's never been easier to keep track of whole picture, comprehensive picture of your carb intake, foods, exercise, and medications. Really, it takes only a few minutes a day, depending, on specifics, maybe 5-10 minutes a day. So it's an extremely small amount of time.
Do you think that by the old adage used to be that if you focus on something, you'll improve it or you'll get better. Do you think that's the case here, that if people don't really focus on it every single day, which the app, you know, forces you to do in a good way, they're able to monitor things easier and better versus people who just try to wing it and not focus on it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think there were numerous studies showing that keeping track, I mean, of your blood glucose and keeping it in a healthy, proper range makes all the difference in lives of people with diabetes. It's a fact.
Last couple of questions. What devices does the app work with? You've mentioned the iPhone. Does it work with other devices like the Android?
No, the app is currently available only for the iPhone.
Okay. If someone didn't want to have the mobile app, wanted to use the app on a home computer, is that possible?
As I've mentioned, we provide not only mobile apps, but also an online service. And diabetes tracking on the website is equally comprehensive, the same as in the mobile app. It provides all the features, food, blood glucose, insulin, multiple labels, reports, charts, and it provides many other features. It's a part. It's offered as a part of our premium subscription service, which costs starting at $5 a month.
Okay. And what if somebody wanted to get, besides, is there other places besides the iPhone store or the iPhone app where they could get the app or the online subscription service?
Sure. For the iPhone, the only way to get download apps is the Apple App Store. And you can do a search for MyNet Diary and select the app MyNet Diary Diabetes Tracker with little D in the corner. Or you can also go to our website. It's www.mynetdiary.com, and it provides all the information and links. And if you are interested in online tracking, you can also create an account online as well.
Yeah. Well, Sergey, I want to thank you very much again for speaking with us about MyNet Diary. I can say from my personal experience that the app has been very engaging and easy to use. And certainly, we wish you good luck with MyNet Diary and your future endeavors.
Thank you, Eric. I hope this was interesting and useful. From what we see, diabetes could be managed well. And we do hope that people with this condition would be able to improve their lives and their health using modern technologies, including smartphones and mobile apps.
No, I agree. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric.